Want to write a novel but not sure where to start? Grab a copy of my free Story Starter Kit workbook by going to savannahgilbo.com/starter-kit. In this free multi-page guide, I'll walk you through the first 5 questions to ask and answer before writing any story. You'll get clarity on your characters, your setting, your theme, your plot, and so much more. So one more time, go to savannahgilbo.com/starter-kit to grab your free copy. But without a clear understanding of what it is you are trying to get across to the reader, you'll never hear the magic words, "Your book changed my life." And trust me, every writer I've ever worked with would die happy to hear someone tell him that, even just once. Welcome to the Fiction Writing Made Easy podcast. My name is Savannah Gilbo, and I'm here to help you write a story that works. I want to prove to you that writing a novel doesn't have to be overwhelming. So each week, I'll bring you a brand new episode with simple, actionable, and step-by-step strategies that you can implement in your writing right away. So whether you're brand new to writing or more of a seasoned author looking to improve your craft, this podcast is for you. So pick up a pen and let's get started. In today's episode, I'm going to show you 3 ways to uncover the theme of your story before you start writing the first draft. First, let's talk about what theme is. Theme is the overall message you want readers to take away from your story. It's the meaning behind everything that happens in the story. So if plot is what happens, then theme is why it matters, or why your reader should care. A lot of the writers I work with don't like talking about theme because theme's kind of this scary and sometimes nebulous feeling thing that people just don't really want to get into. And then other writers I work with feel like theme is something that's going to handcuff their writing, or, you know, that their story doesn't have a theme. And some people just think it's something they can worry about later. As someone who's worked with a lot of writers through their first and final drafts, let me tell you that if you at least have a general sense of your story's theme or the message you want to convey to readers before you start writing, you will write a stronger first draft. Now, your theme might change as you write your draft or when you're editing your second or whatever, but without some inkling as to what your theme might be, you're just going to make the whole process harder on yourself. So why does knowing your story's theme help you write a stronger draft? Well, eventually you're going to want everything in your story to support or help express your theme. You'll have a better chance at writing a solid first draft that supports or expresses your story's theme if you know what you're writing about or exploring in the first place. And then when it comes time to edit, you can look at your scenes or characters or subplots or whatever through the lens of your theme to help you decide what you want to keep or what you want to delete. So in general, just giving some thought to your story's theme before you start writing is always a good idea, even if things change later. So now I'm going to walk you through 3 ways to uncover the theme of your story before you start writing your first draft. I created a freebie for you guys that you can find at savannahgilbo.com/theme that will walk you through all 3 of these exercises and give you space to write down your answers. Okay, so let's go over the 3 questions that'll help you uncover your story's theme. Question number 1, what do you have to say? So more often than not, the reason people want to write fiction is because we have something to say about life or the world. Most of us want others to see life or the world the way that we see it. Now, depending on where you're at in the process, you might not have all of your plot events or cast of characters or your world figured out, but chances are pretty good that you already know what you want to say about a certain topic or how you feel about a certain topic. So if you could wave a magic wand, what kind of change would you like to see in the world? What point are you trying to make about life or the world or human nature? Or what are you trying to prove or disprove? What issues do you constantly think about? So for example, could be political issues, murder, relationship issues, disease or war or alcoholism or infidelity, you know, the list goes on. If you need some inspiration, I want you to think about topics like forgiveness, whether that be of yourself or others, love, self-love, family love, romantic love, self-acceptance or acceptance of circumstances or your reality, faith in yourself or in others or in the world or in God, fear, so overcoming fear, conquering fear, finding courage, trust in yourself or in others or in the unknown, survival, selflessness, including things like altruism, heroism, or overcoming greed. Responsibility, including things like duty or standing up for a cause or accepting one's destiny. And redemption, so including things like atonement, accepting blame for something, feeling remorse, things like that. More often than not, your answers to these questions will hold the key to your story's theme. But if not, don't worry, because there are two other questions you can ask that will help you come up with your theme. Question number two, how does your main character change from beginning to end? So earlier on in the episode, I mentioned that if plot was what happens, then theme is why what happens matters. Theme isn't something that's expressed through the plot events of your story. It's expressed by how the events of the plot, the external events of your plot, change your protagonist internally. This internal change is called your character's arc. And usually the way your character changes throughout the story is directly related to the message you want to send to your readers. So you can ask yourself the following questions about your protagonist. Who is my protagonist at the beginning of the story? How do the events of my story shape my character for better or worse? What are their flaws and what holds them back from happiness or fulfillment? Does my protagonist overcome his or her character flaws and the obstacles that stand in their way by the end of the story? What kind of person will he or she become? So, for example, in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, we see Harry kind of transform from being an 11-year-old boy who's not very confident that he deserves this nickname of the boy who lived, or that he deserves all this fame that comes with defeating Voldemort when he doesn't even really remember it or know what he did. So we see him develop from that kind of shy, little bit reserved, not that confident kid to someone who kind of embraces this specialness about him, right? Like if he wasn't able to embrace his identity and kind of his place in this new wizarding world, he wouldn't have been able to get the Sorcerer's Stone out of the Mirror of Erised, and he wouldn't have been able to temporarily defeat Voldemort in that first book. And once you've answered these questions about your protagonist's inner transformation, you can review what you've written and try to identify any themes that might naturally arise. I'll put that list of universal themes on the freebie for this episode. Remember, you guys can download that at savannahgilbo.com/theme. If you can identify a theme in your character's arc, I want you to go back to question number one and ask yourself, what am I trying to say about this particular topic? What does this topic mean to me? And if this exercise didn't help you uncover your theme, don't worry, because there's one more question you can ask. So question number three, what's your genre? Another way to come up with your story's theme is to consider the genre you're writing in. Each genre has its own topic or universal theme. So for example, action stories explore things like survival, life and death, courage, and good versus evil. Love stories explore things like friendship, romance, human connection, and intimacy. Mystery stories explore things like justice, injustice, safety, and good versus evil. Horror stories explore things like survival, life and death, fear, safety, and good versus evil. Morality stories explore things like altruism, selfishness, and right versus wrong. Performance stories explore things like respect, esteem, and shame. Society stories explore things like power, revolution, equality, and corruption. Status stories explore things like success, failure, admiration, and pity. Thrillers explore things like survival, life and death, and good versus evil. Worldview or coming-of-age stories explore things like wisdom, meaning, and what it takes to mature. Westerns explore things like freedom, survival, courage, good versus evil, and right versus wrong. War stories explore things like survival, courage, honor, and safety. So let's say you're writing a murder mystery. I want you to ask yourself, what do you have to say about justice or injustice or murder? In the story you're imagining, is justice going to prevail at the end? And if so, how is it going to prevail, or why does it prevail? What does justice mean to you in the first place? If you're writing a romance, I want you to consider what you have to say about love or human connection. And when you imagine the end of your story, do you imagine an ending where love conquers all And if so, how does it conquer all, and why does it conquer all? What does love, or what does an intimate relationship, mean to you? If you're writing a worldview story, I want you to consider what you have to say about someone coming of age. What does maturing mean to you, or what does it mean to gain wisdom or experience? Why do you care about exploring this topic? What does it mean to you? So hopefully one of these exercises has helped you narrow in on your story's theme. Once you've picked a theme or some kind of topic to explore, I want you to see if you can express that theme in a one-sentence statement. And this one-sentence statement is going to describe the change that takes place over the course of your story, and specifically how and why things have changed. So, for example, if we look at Pride and Prejudice, the theme is some version of love conquers all, right? Love wins. But we want to look at how and why love wins. So for Pride and Prejudice, I'd say love wins when the lovers dismiss their judgmental attitudes of others and embrace the vibrant mix of people within all social classes. Now, you might be wondering, what happens if I go through these exercises and I end up with something that sounds generic or cliche, like love conquers all? And if this happens, I don't want you to panic, because here's a secret. Your theme does not have to be original. One more time. Your theme doesn't have to be original. Think about it. How many books have you read that could be boiled down to good versus evil or love conquers all, right? There's plenty. People could write about either of these themes or topics for 100 years and never run out of different things to say or different perspectives, right? And here's another important thing, is that readers don't get tired of these universal themes. What they get tired of is the same themes being expressed in the same way, in the same genre, with the same plot and characters and the way they're all combined. So don't worry if what you've come up with sounds generic or cliche. Your theme will grow, deepen, and change as you get to know your story better. Remember, if you can articulate what your book is about and why telling this story matters to you, then that is more than enough to guide you through your first few drafts. Let's do a quick recap. Theme is the overall message you want readers to take away from your story. It's the meaning behind everything that happens in your book. If plot is what happens, then theme is why it matters, or why the reader should care. Your theme can act as a guiding light or north star as you write and edit your novel. Eventually, you'll want most everything in your story to support or express your theme, and you'll have a much better chance at doing this if you know what you're writing about or exploring before you start. Then, when it comes time to edit, you can look at your scenes, characters, subplots, words, etc., through the lens of your theme to help you decide what to keep or what to delete. The three questions to help you uncover the theme of your story are: 1, what do you have to say about life or the world? 2, how does your character change from the beginning to the end of your story? 3, what's your content genre? And probably most importantly, I want you to remember that your theme does not have to be original. Themes are almost always generic or cliche in the beginning. Readers don't get tired of these universal themes. They get tired of the same themes being expressed in the same way, in the same genre, with the same plot and characters, and the way they're all combined. So don't worry if what you've come up with sounds generic or cliche. Your theme will grow, deepen, and change as you get to know your story better. Now, before I go, I want to read you this quote from Sean Coyne, who created the Story Grid. He says, "You may have imagined the most charismatic protagonist, the most detailed and inviting setting, and the perfect foil. But without a clear understanding of what it is you are trying to get across to the reader, you'll never hear the magic words, 'Your book changed my life.' And trust me, every writer I've ever worked with would die happy to hear someone tell him that, even just once." So that's it for today's show. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and showing your support. If you want to check out any of the links I mentioned in this episode, you can find them over at savannahgilbo.com/podcast. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show, because there's going to be another brand new episode coming out next week. If you're an Apple user, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating and review. Your ratings and reviews tell iTunes that this is a podcast that's worth listening to. And in turn, that helps this show get in front of more fiction writers just like you. So that's it for today's show. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, happy writing.